Meet the ruler of the left side, King Crone, because crone sounds like crown. He's not just fat, he's creeping fat. That's a classic crone gross finding. Creeping fat wrapping along the bowel. Notice he's sitting up on a bigger, thicker hill. That's bowel wall thickening, another crone hallmark. And he's trying to squeeze his belly with a string. Welcome to the string sign on small bowel follow-through. A skinny, narrowed segment from inflammation and thickened bowel. Crone can hit any portion of the GI tract, but it usually loves the terminal ileum and colon. And it does it in skip lesions. We'll see that in a second. Crohn's gross pathology also includes linear ulcers and fissures. Think deep cracks in the castle territory, because transmural disease doesn't do anything halfway. Now look at his cape covered in little dots. Those are non-caseating granulomas and lymphoid aggregates, microscopic Crohn classics. He also shows the big shared IBD outside the gut problems. Rash, pyoderma gangrenosum, and erythema nodosum. Eye inflammation, episcleritis and uveitis, oral ulcerations, aphthous stomatitis, arthritis, peripheral arthritis, and spondylitis. Clinically, Crohn gives diarrhea that may or may not be bloody. And treatment-wise in medical school world, Crohn often brings in glucocorticoids to reduce inflammation, azathioprine, antibiotics like ciprofloxacin or metronidazole because of infections we get due to the disease, and biologics like infliximab and adalimumab, when conventional steroids need some extra help.